The Russian armed personnel in Libya are mercenaries from the private military company Wagner. I'm sure that Putin has a strong influence on the company, but I'm also sure that he can't give them something like an order to leave Libya. He most likely does not pay them there, so they would not probably obey to his orders. And Wagner is engaged in about 20 countries, probably even more than 20. And while they are certainly not working against Russian interests, not all their engagements can be seen in direct connection or cooperation with Russian foreign policy. Furthermore, I don't see any real incentives for Putin to force Wagner out of Libya, especially as he needs their company in other countries and as they are supporting Russian interests in Libya. So altogether, I would say the Russian mercenaries will stay at least as long as they are paid for it. And this means as long as Turkish troops are in Libya, as they are outbalancing them.
French President Emmanuel Macron said he had received assurances from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that he wanted foreign mercenaries to leave Libyan territory as soon as possible. What's your take on that?
It could well be that Erdogan wants to use his Syrian mercenaries paid for by Turkey as a bargain chip to get the Russians and the other mercenaries on the side of the LNA out of Libya. But I doubt that the Turkish president was referring to his own troops, especially not after last week's visit of Foreign Minister Cavusoglu and Defense Minister Hulusi Akar in Tripoli, where both ruled out the withdrawal of Turkish troops from Libya. One also needs to keep in mind that Libyan Foreign Minister Naila Al-Mangoush ran recently into serious troubles because she dared to talk about a withdrawal of the Turks. She got blamed for by the Misrata, by the Islamists, and by the Turks that she is supporting Haftar. In the East, on the other side, many consider the Turks as neo-colonizers and as supporters of the arch-enemies of the Islamists. So altogether, Libya is deeply split in this question. This is a very polarizing topic. Last Monday, there was even a fist fighting between representatives in the Libyan parliament about this. However, on the other side, the Turkish presence in Libya is also quite costly for the ground down Turkish economy. And maybe even more important, Egypt made the Turkish withdrawal one of the preconditions for a normalization of relations between Cairo and Ankara. And this is much sought for by Erdogan. Nevertheless, I would rule out that Erdogan withdraws his troops from Libya at least as long as he sees a military option to decide the conflict. In other words, as long as he sees the opportunity to take the oil crescent and to defeat Haftar's Libyan National Army decisively.
Would a unified stand by Western countries in the upcoming Berlin II conference result in a withdrawal of mercenaries and foreign forces from Libya?
Realistically seen, I don't believe so. The willingness of the Western countries to seriously pressure Turkey and those who are financing Wagner, including probably still the United Arab Emirates, is simply not there. And in Libya, there is a huge distrust between the two conflict parties, so I don't see any of them to renounce their foreign support unilaterally. But one thing is for sure, as long as those foreign forces and mercenaries remain in Libya without having the ceasefire consolidated, there is still the risk, actually I would say an increasing risk of a major escalation. So the stabilization of the ceasefire by an international monitoring mission is still the best assurance to prevent an escalation from happening and to make Turks and Russians and all the other mercenaries redundant. So consolidating the ceasefire should be the main, and I would say, the only one realistic objective of the Berlin conference.